Anyway, but the point is that you know what? No, I didn't get to ask him that night. I saw Fatty the next morning.
And asked him.
And I asked him, were you in the pig pen last night? He said, no, I went to bed. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock. So I was like, oh, okay. And so then I was like, oh, well, no, then it wasn't Fatty. And then that evening at the Capri Lounge, I saw the guy who I thought was Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now I went to bed. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4722. I say shoo. BFO for Monday, the 16th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, stay with me.
Show.
You know, Big Fatty, you always say it with me, but you don't say it. Well, it's right. Jiggity jiggers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you jiggity jiggers today because y'all, Big Fatty is back home jiggity jig. And I had mentioned just at the end of the little show y'all, by the way, before we go any further, y'all, I get this message. From the patron saint of the BFO, you know, the host of the Mr. Tim Kumal show, and y'all, he sent me a testimonium, and he said, so Gail and King think that Archer shot himself. Now, y'all, I haven't listened to this past Saturday's Ruination, the early years. And I said, dear Lord. And anyway, he goes on to say, they were talking about you mentioning on the show that Archer put out a podcast that was only 5 minutes long, and you speculated that the reason it was only 5 minutes long was because Archer shat himself. But you know, Gail and King don't know the difference between a shot and a shot. Big no, yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, that Gail and King, y'all, it's as if they've gone to the nip school of life. Yes, Big Fatty, you got some talking about that too. It's true. Let's do it. Now, y'all, you know the Nip was getting a new ice box, and y'all, there was a light. I think I may have, I don't know if I told you this story or not, but I'm going to tell it again. The Nip was trying to, I think I did tell this story. Anyway, y'all, he was trying to put a light in the ceiling fixture. And he crawled on top of the refrigerator, and as he was getting down, he slipped on some water on the counter and fell on top of the ladder. Well, y'all, the icebox came on Saturday morning, and it all got installed, and the old one hauled away. And y'all, so the Nip decided he was going to go to the Saint Patrick's Day parade and street carnival up around the big circle. And y'all, I don't have all the details, but let me just tell you what we learned. He says Well, I've fallen on the sidewalk and injured my arm and knee. And he says, I've been attended to by a passing nurse, bleeding like a stuck pig. I'm in the middle of a street crowd. It's just so sad. So sad to see him go downtown. So y'all, he's had two falls, in a matter of 48 hours. I don't know the extent of his injuries, but I think probably his personality. It'll come to me. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what you always say, and it never does. So y'all, speaking of people being in an accident, Christian Tennessee from New Jersey, from Tennessee, he was at a BIA event, and they were on the shuttle bus going over to probably the homosexual bar, and the bus got rear-ended. Big Fatty, I know that car. That car was probably totaled that rear-ended them, because if the shuttle bus was full of the bias, well, it's probably so. But y'all, luckily, it all happened near a row of chain restaurants, so they all just went and had a snack. But let's see. I don't think there were any injuries to the occupants. I have not heard, but anyway. Y'all, let's see. We had a weekend. Thursday, I don't remember what I did. I had to get ready because we were leaving for right at 11 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, Granny was supposed to come over about, he told me he was coming at 10 a.m. in the morning. So I got up and had my brufkas and read my paper, did my puzzles, and then I got my share, and y'all, I packed my valise, I did not take the special chaya it was a horror event, Granny drove and Durwood drove, and Granny left his car here at the villa. And Durwood drove us up to the Dirty Myrtle. Speaking of the Dirty Myrtle, I've been told by that let's see if I can find it here. I think I may have thrown it away. Brandon is on the mend, and that's good. He's still convalescing. But yes, Big Fatty, it's just kind of the old people injury report today. It is. We left about 11 and got up to the Dirty Myrtle. I don't know. It was probably, we did stop and get a little snicker snack. Because you gotta feed Granny. So we got up there. I don't know. We were there and in our room by 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and we were putting on a cocktail party from 4 to 5 p.m. So y'all, Big Fatty had, bought all the provisions we needed for that, and Granny had gotten the thematic tablecloth and plates and napkins and all. It was a pirate theme. And there were even little gold coins, plastic coins. We had our piss punch, which is coconut-flavored rum and pineapple juice. And y'all, it went over real well. We had to make two batches of it. And let's see. And then we also had boiled scrimps that were chilled and cocktail sauce, and we had a salami selection on a charcuterie board, and a cheese selection on another charcuterie board, and some Triscuits. And then we had a big bowl of the candies. And y'all, the candies came from the Nip. Y'all, these were left over from the trip we did to the not-so-scary Mickey Mouse Halloweeny party. Back, when did we go? In
September.
And y'all, I don't know why he was still hoarding it, but anyway, we took it, and y'all, I think they were like vultures. Like vultures. Yes, Big Fatty, or a parrot on a pirate. but anyway, it was well-received, and Granny had gotten us some little pirate hats. It looked like a pirate hat, but it had like an elastic stripe on the back, and then an eye patch. And y'all, rather than, because you know I wear the specs, rather than having to cover up one of my eyes, y'all, I covered up like I was a cyclops, and so the patch went over the fake eye in the middle of my forehead. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm not sure it's fake, but anyway. And then, y'all, they had supper for us. They had fried chicken and potato salad and macaroni and cheese and green beans and the dinner rolls and some cake for dessert. And y'all, then we all went out to the Pulse Ultra Club. And y'all, it was a nice evening. Y'all, they had some go-go boys, or go-go men, actually. They weren't young. I mean, they're young. Well, Big Fatty, everybody's younger than you except Granny. But, and anyway, we stayed there. And y'all, then we came back, and there was another cocktail party when we got back. And we went to that, and y'all, they had a punch, and y'all, I couldn't drink it. It was just like, ugh. And I wasn't the only other one that thought that, but anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Got up the next morning. They had, the Continental Brufkas with the coffee and the juices and the sweet rolls and muffins and croissants. Oh, y'all, that was one thing. Did I mention that I got a loaf of croissant bread, y'all? And you slice it and toast it. And y'all, it's like eating a croissant, but it's like a piece of toast. And it's delicious with just slathered in butter. And anyway, we piddled around for a while, and y'all, then there was a cocktail party, I think at 10 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, they were serving the Bloody Marys and the Mimosas, and so I had a Bloody Mary, and y'all, it was so spicy, I couldn't drink it, and so I just poured it in Durwood's cup. He was able to suck it right down. Yes, Big Fatty, and go back for seconds, I mean thirds. And y'all, then that afternoon, there wasn't anything planned. They had some games going on, but y'all, I was meeting with president of the Dirty Myrtle horror group, and we were just talking about some things and all. He was asking me about some different situations and all, and how I would handle them, and offer some guidance. Oh, Big Fatty, they're in trouble. It's true. If they're asking you for guidance, well, at least they didn't ask Granny. But anyway, y'all, then they had the supper. It was at an Italian restaurant. Y'all, they had the Italian buffet. And y'all, they had all kinds of stuff on there. Y'all, they had the best Italian green beans. And they had Italian Mussolini spaghetti with meat sauce or marinara. And then they had meatballs and Italian sausage. And then they had chicken cacciatore and what else did they have? They had, what is that, Alfredo stuff, and they had a steak and potato concoction, and there were other things too. Stuffed shells, and they had a salad on the table, and breadsticks, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And from there, we went back to the Pulse Ultra Club, and they were having a show. It was all these drag queens dressed up as performers. That Elizabeth Minnelli was one of them, and I don't remember who all the others were. And the strippers were back, and they were dancing off to the side while the drag queens were performing. And Chris came and joined us. And y'all, that was a surprise. I had sent Chris a message on Saturday afternoon saying it's just, you know, we're missing you in the Dirty Myrtle this weekend. And then y'all, I turned around and there he was with his hand on my shoulder. Me? Hey. So it was nice to see him. Y'all came back. They had a late night cigar and Jack Daniels sipping party. And y'all, I didn't go to that, but I got a good night's sleep. We got up on Sunday morning, packed our valises, packed the vehicle. Then we went by for coffee before we hit the road and to say our goodbyes to everyone. Then Durwood, old Leadfoot Durwood, got us back here. Y'all, we were back in Charleston at 10:15 a.m. in the morning, and we got back so early. Durwood and Granny headed on back to the house, and then Durwood came back about noon, and he and I went and saw MJ, the Michael Jackson show, and y'all, it was really, really, really good. And y'all, there were 38 different songs that were sung in this, and the production was just lovely. And y'all, we've just gotten back from that. I highly recommend that if it comes to your area. And I've got my cone beef in the cracker pot with some Irish potatoes, and I'm gonna go cut up some cabbage to go in there. And y'all, I'll be all ready for St. Fatty's Day tomorrow. But y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, you maybe even tighten that. Oh, Dick, I see. Maybe you can tighten that up in post so you don't have that break in there. Well, probably not. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely week. I mentioned it last week. Y'all, if you hadn't gotten your coon beef and your cabbage, you need to be, how are you going to make the coon beef meatloaf with coon teeth if you don't have a coon beef? Big Fatty, you said it. It's true. I wonder what Dr. Stone's going to be cooking up. Big Fatty, he's the number three fan. He's very busy. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix and Daniel Bieber. What would you expect to hear Big Fatty say on Horror Week?
Now I went to bed. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Well, no, it's a little bit later than that, but I went to bed and yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.